Introduction. Planning. The art and science of understanding a situation, envisioning a desired future, and determining effective ways of bringing that future about is a key activity of the operations process. While planning may start an iteration of the operations process, planning does not stop with the production of an order. During preparation and execution, commanders and staffs continuously revise the plan based on changing circumstances and the assessed progress of an operation. An outcome of planning is a plan or order that guides subordinates through each phase of an operation. Since planning is continuous, a plan or order is an interim product based on information and understanding at a moment that is subject to revision. The measure of a good plan is not whether execution transpires as planned, but whether the plan facilitates effective action in the face of unforeseen events. Operations demand a flexible approach that adapts planning methods to each situation. An effective planning process helps structure the thinking of commanders and staffs while supporting their insight and creativity. FM50 describes several planning methodologies commanders and staffs use to help understand situations, develop solutions to problems, direct, coordinate, and synchronize actions, prioritize efforts, and anticipate events. This version of FM50 incorporates ADP30, FM30, and ADP3-13 changes. Examples of these changes include but are not limited to updated the operational framework from decisive, shaping, and sustaining to deep, close, and rear operations executed by the main and supporting efforts, added the discussion of three dimensions described through the five domains, updated the concept of operations description, time, space, purpose, and resources, added tenets and imperatives as described in FM30, added considerations for planning in a multinational environment, abbreviated troop leading procedures for applicability in large-scale combat operations, aligned Appendix B, command and support relationships, with FM30, updated concept of the operation and scheme of the operation taxonomy, updated Annex C, operations attachment list, added scheme of air defense to the base order and Annex I, air defense as a new annex to the order. FM50 contains 8 chapters and 7 appendices. Chapter 1 describes the nature of operations in which commanders, supported by their staffs, develop plans and orders for the conduct of operations. This chapter defines and describes planning. A discussion of the functions of planning follows. The chapter then describes integrated planning to include a summary of the Army's planning methodologies. The chapter concludes with a description of plans and orders, guides to effective planning, and common planning pitfalls to avoid. Chapter 2 discusses operational art in relation to planning. This chapter describes planning and the levels of warfare. A discussion of operational art follows. The chapter concludes with a discussion of the elements of operational art, the tools available to commanders and staffs in the application of operational art. Chapter 3 describes a systematic approach to solving problems and serves as the baseline for problem-solving methodologies. The chapter begins by discussing problem-solving as related to decision-making. The chapter concludes by discussing the 7-step process used in Army problem-solving. Chapter 4 defines Army Design Methodology, ADM, and describes its key concepts, considerations for when to employ ADM, and forming a planning team follows. Next, the chapter describes framing an operational environment, OE, framing problems, and developing an operational approach. The chapter concludes with a description of transitioning to detailed planning and reframing. Chapter 5 discusses the military decision-making process, MDMP, and its application for units with a staff. This chapter defines and describes the MDMP. It provides an overview of the process followed by a detailed explanation for conducting each of the 7 steps of the MDMP. The chapter concludes with techniques for modifying the MDMP in a time-constrained environment. Chapter 6 describes the major activities of execution to include assessing, decision-making, and directing action necessary to support rapid decision-making and synchronization. The chapter concludes with a discussion of the Rapid Decision-Making and Synchronization Process, RDSP. Chapter 7 discusses troop leading procedures, TLP, providing small unit leaders without a staff a framework for planning and preparing for operations. This chapter describes the 8 steps of TLP. The chapter concludes with an explanation of the 8-step process small unit leaders use to develop plans and prepare for operations. Chapter 8 provides an overview of assessment within planning and the operations process and incorporates processes described in multi-service tactics, techniques, and procedures from the Air, Land, Sea, and Space Application Center, known as ALSA publications. The chapter describes the steps of the assessment process and a discussion on assessment planning. The chapter concludes with a section on assessment in the MDMP. Appendix A provides information on operational and mission variables. The operational and mission variables are tools for commanders and staffs to use for analyzing an operation and organizing information. This appendix provides a description of the variables to assist commanders and staffs in applying these tools. Appendix B provides information on command and support relationships. Establishing clear command and support relationships is a key aspect in task organizing the force for operations. This appendix defines and describes joint command relationships and other authorities, followed by a discussion of Army command and support relationships. It concludes with a discussion of command and control considerations for multinational operations. Appendix C describes how commanders and staffs build and maintain their running estimates throughout the operations process. This appendix then provides a generic running estimate format that commanders and staff elements may modify to fit their functional areas. Appendix D provides administrative instructions and formats for preparing Army plans and orders. The appendix begins by describing types of plans and the requirements for planners in developing a plan or order. The appendix then provides sample formats for all types of plans and orders with a description of key pieces to include when developing each plan or order. Appendix E provides administrative instructions and formats for preparing annexes that support plans and orders. The appendix provides an overview of all annexes and a list of the associated tabs. The appendix then provides sample annex formats and administrative instructions with key pieces to include when developing each annex. Appendix F provides information on decision tools and their role in the operations process. It defines key terms throughout and concludes by describing how and when decision tools are developed within the MDMP. Appendix G summarizes the integrating processes and identifies key inputs and outputs of each of these processes within the steps of the MDMP.